Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello, and welcome to the HubPages Online Writing Insider, a podcast dedicated to giving writers on any site online some tips on how to up their game and be found and be successful as writers. So today I should introduce myself. I'm Simone Smith, and I'm with Jason Manion, who is, he was one of the early hubbers or authors on hubpages.com, and he has some really great advice on pretty much everything. But one of the top challenges of writing online, especially if you write a lot, is knowing what to write about, or finding out what to write about, or finding out something to write about that not a billion other people have already written about. Jason's particularly amazing at this, so he's kindly agreed to join us and offer some of his insider advice. So, hi Jason, thank you so much for sharing your tips, and
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What's your secret? Because you always publish the most useful and interesting articles, and where do you get your ideas?
I mean, I definitely have my share of duds, so not all of my hubs have been successful by any means. But the one trick that I found that does work pretty consistently is finding those topics that are not well served up by Google.
Ah, interesting. So will you then search for something and see what the results look like?
Or? Yes. So there's three ways I've been able to kind of source this. But basically, I go to Google and I type in something, and if I look at the first few results and they're either not addressing my question, or they're pretty badly written, or I have to kind of dig through several different results to find something that's meaningful, then that's kind of, it puts a little seed in my head. And I like this, I could probably write a hub on this and do a better job of explaining this than any of those results I see at the beginning. Oh. And I can give you a few different examples.
Yeah, sure. Could you actually, what's one good example of one article that you published that was based on this model?
Okay, so one was, I wanted to learn how to make yogurt at home. So I went to Google and I wrote, how to make yogurt at home, or how to make yogurt on your own, something like that. And the results that I was getting up from Google were, each result was a little bit unwieldy in terms of the way it was written. People would share their insights in a forum, which, Google typically hates ranking. With good reason.
They don't look, they're not formatted well.
Right.
And you don't know who's writing what, usually.
Right. So what I end up doing is I read through maybe 5 or 6 different results, and I learned how to make yogurt from those different results, kind of compiling them all together. And then I created a hub that kind of, glued all those different insights into one. And for a long time, I was ranked, I think maybe I still am, ranked number one for how to make yogurt at home. And it's been one of my best hubs to date. I've probably earned, at last count, about $700 from that hub.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, to those of you out there who can't see it, it's a really gorgeous article, and that you have taken pictures, Jason, and I can't believe. It's step by step. And it's not just, what you didn't just write down sort of the tips on how to make yogurt at home, but you really took pictures and you showed what it looks like. And I think that's another really good tip too, is that you were trying to learn how to do something, and instead of just taking your own notes, and I imagine what you would do if you weren't writing online is that you would just take those notes from those various sites, make the yogurt,
and then forget about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what you did instead was actually document your process and write a search-friendly title when you finished your guide, so it wasn't just a random blog post of and today I made yogurt.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was seeing before. It was these long kind of meandering, what's the word for it?
They're more like journal entries.
Journal entries,
like
exactly.
A lot of those cool guides that I find are buried beneath all this personal conjecture, or you know, oh, well, this is how you make yogurt, and this used to belong, you know, this was the method my Aunt Bertha used to use, and right. she was really, she'd always get so drunk at family reunions, and it would just go on, and you're like, but how do you make the yogurt?
And at the end, they kind of, you know, they give short shrift to the actual instructions. They'll say, well, I did this, and I followed these kind of rules, and eh, it turned out great, as you can see from this picture, if they want to. But they don't really, I found that there's a lot of those kind of how-to topics that are really well served by very clear step-by-step, like numbered instructions.
Right. Well, there are three good tips there too then. I mean, so it's not just to poke around and see if there is anything good out there, but you can also just turn learning experience that are your own learning experiences into something useful, and to also make it clear and concise and illustrative and not just like a sort of narrative story of your experience.
Right, right, exactly. And just to give you another source of these kind of topics, I have a friend who had asked me, God, I can't remember how to make yogurt, let's just say that. And I said, well, you know, actually I wrote a hub about this and I shared the link to my hub, which is a great way of promoting your hub is to
totally,
you know.
And that's also your friend will be more likely to share it with other people,
exactly.
And it just continues on that way.
So I did that, and then I don't know, a month or two later, she said, "Hey, do you have a hub on how to transfer my iTunes songs from one computer to another?" And I said, "Well, no, but you know, have you Googled it?" She's like, "Yeah, but I couldn't really find out how to do it." So
yeah, and I've Googled it too, and I can't find how to do it.
So I did the exact same thing. I Googled it, and the first few results were just like nonsense, or they didn't work, or whatever. And I end up finding out how to do it, but I end up having to, you know, dig through these long, winding forum posts on different sites, and again, finding out finally how to do it.
Yeah, that's how I ultimately learned.
Yeah, the hard way, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of made it easier for the next person by putting this hub together that, you know, in very, very simple steps. And this took me maybe 20 minutes to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my highest yielding hub to date. I've probably made, at last count, about $950 from AdSense alone, just
holy
on this one hub.
Holy crap.
So it's been viewed over 500,000 times, and yeah, it's my big
so
winner.
So we're not alone in trying to find out how to do that.
Right, right. There's a lot of people looking.
That's great. And that's also another big tip, too, is that, well, I mean, so I had done that previously, and I didn't find good results, but I didn't know better. So basically, I just got really frustrated and, you know, eventually learned how to transfer my songs and then left it. You know, I couldn't do it for the life of me. Again, I don't remember how to do it. And if only I had taken notes.
And created a hub out of it.
Yeah, and created a hub. I could have, you know, well, I mean, I wouldn't want to steal any revenue from but I could have made something from
it. You could.
Oh, that's so funny. So I guess lesson four, turn even, you know, frustrating experiences into something useful. It'll only take, like you said, a couple of minutes.
Yep,
and also, you'll know how to do it if you have to do it again.
Right.
Whereas otherwise, you'll just be so frustrated by the end that you'll not even remember how you did it.
Yeah, because a lot of these steps are pretty complicated. So as long as you document them, you write them down, and then you just type it out into a hub, then you can refer to it later. You can send it to your friends. You can share it. And you can also, it'll probably get discovered by Google.
Yeah. And actually, you make a good point there. I mean, just documenting it in a hub directly or in whatever platform that you're using to publish online. Whenever I do a recipe now, I always modify recipes because I like to cook by weight. It's more accurate.
Yep.
And it's also, it gets less, fewer things dirty.
Right, right. Fewer measuring cups.
Yeah, I like to be lazy in that way. So I always have to convert things when I try a new recipe, and I always used to keep Word documents full of these modified recipes, and now I just put them in hubs. And so instead of trying to remember, like, what folder I put my recipes in, I just Google my own recipes.
Oh, that's
and can find
great.
Them. Yeah, they're written down, and they all have pictures, and instead of them just being on some private database for me, they're for anyone to enjoy.
That's a great approach.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, another thing you can do if you're looking for ideas, just take your own personal notes and recipes and publish them, I guess.
And there's actually another great source of ideas, and that's our answer section on HubPages.
Very true.
And I have a great example for this one. So a few years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, someone asked the question, how do I call London from the United States? Which is, you know, a little bit strange. Normally, you think country to country.
Yeah,
so
right?
Someone would say, and there's got to be a million pages out there. How do you call the UK from the US?
Yeah, like country codes.
Right, the country codes, or what's the procedure? But she was asking very specifically, how do I call London from the United States? So I, you know, created a hub. It took me 10 minutes because it's not very long.
Yeah, you just look it up.
Just look it up. And that hub ranks number one for how to call London from the United States, which is apparently a fairly common query.
Well, as strange as it sounds. Especially if someone has the trouble to ask it either online or to ask you personally. There are probably hundreds, if not thousands, more that wonder the exact
same
thing.
And that hub I've probably earned a little over $100 from. And again, this was about 20 minutes worth of effort.
Oh, my goodness.
10, 20 minutes worth of effort.
That's wonderful.
So great return on my investment.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. If you go to the answers section of hubpages.com, you'll see there are tons of questions. And like we said, if one person asks it, a lot of more people are wondering. Mm-hmm. And you can even answer questions that already have several people following them by that point. So you'll be helping all of those people out and then potentially many more after that. So it's a great place to get ideas.
And the key, of course, is that I Googled, you know, how to call London from the United States, and the first results always were saying how to call the UK from the United States.
Right.
So they were phrased a little bit differently. So
right.
If a searcher is confused and doesn't realize that London is the United Kingdom,
right,
then you might as well just create another hub that calls out exactly what they're looking for, and it's more likely to get the traffic than something that's phrased a little bit differently in the title.
That's very true, yeah.
At least that was the case for that one hub.
Well, and it's just, again, like you say, it's so important to look and see if there is something else online that already addresses that issue. And that, mm-hmm, I think that's one of the top problems with people's choices on what to write on online, is mm-hmm, that even when people do get that, at least financially successful, and also in terms of traffic, successful articles online are not just totally personal. They're typically useful or informative somehow.
Right.
But a big problem is that people like to write about the same stuff, or they like,
yep,
to write about very exhausted topics.
Yeah. And it's a total pity when you see something that's, you know, very, very well written, would be fantastic, would be great for someone who's searching, but then you search on Google and you realize that another dozen people have written even better quality stuff.
Yeah.
So you're facing a lot of competition on certain topics when you could have written something just as well written and informative on a topic that wasn't well served by, you know, dozens or hundreds of other writers online, and
exactly,
you know, earn the lion's share of the revenue and traffic.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years back, yeah, you could pretty much write about anything,
right,
and you would be satisfying a need that was not yet met. But things are very different now. The internet is becoming more saturated, and there's only so much, there's so many eyeballs for each article that are out there.
Right.
So it's so important to look at the competition. It's so important to see if you're capable of besting that. And if you're not, consider just narrowing your topic.
Right.
I think a really good example is anything
idea.
On personal finance. People love writing about money and giving other people advice about money. And obviously, with the economy being as it is, everyone is trying to learn how to save money. And so they want to write about it too, which,
mm-hmm,
is fine. But if you want to write a guide on how to save money, no one is going to read it except for, you know, your mother, because she loves you.
Uh-huh. Because their entire site's devoted to how to save money.
Yes.
And you're not going to be able, in one hub, you're not going to be able to outdo an entire site with thousands of professionally written articles on this exact same topic.
Yeah.
But
if you wrote an article instead about how to save money for your cat so she survives after you die... You know, how to,
yep,
make a stipulation in your will so that your pet is taken care of.
Yep.
Because that is, you know, a big
thing.
That's
a niche topic, but it's
totally,
probably still searched on.
Yeah, it's probably debt. Oh, I bet there is.
Yep.
That's a big part of wills, and I'm sure, you know, as pets are very important now, you know, people actually care about that. So,
yep,
you know, things like that.
Not just Leona Helmsley.
Yeah.
Right? She was the famous one. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, just try to be a little bit more specific, and you can still give lots of people advice on how to save, but in a more specific way.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I mean, you'll maybe learn something a little bit more there too. So keep that in mind as you do look for ideas online. Mm-hmm. And I guess one note that I want to throw in, now that I was thinking about all your good advice, is that if you are two things, I guess. If you are shopping for something and doing comparison shopping, I used to take all these notes and, you know, compile different people's reviews and compile the plus and minuses of something before I would buy a certain brand. I should just publish those online. And
absolutely.
I do now. So whenever I go and I, you know, decide on what kind of product to buy, or I try to inform myself about something before making a purchase, I just publish my notes.
That's a great approach, because if you're doing this, that means there are lots of other people that are probably a little bit lazier than you that want access to that exact same information, and they're going to be looking for it online through Google,
exactly.
most likely.
Exactly. And then the final thing I advise to anyone who is in school or was recently in school, to publish your academic papers online too.
Oh, yeah.
I know that a lot of people feel uncomfortable with doing that because they're worried that their articles will be stolen by other students. But there are ways for you to see if your articles have been copied online. And also, if your article is published online, professors are capable of finding it if they're trying to test their students' submitted work for being copied, and many professors do. So chances are, if someone does try to turn in your work and, you know, for credit, they'll get caught and maybe expelled. And beyond that, you can get interesting feedback on your work and actually get a lot of those niches online. Because when it comes to obscure topics, academic articles really have that covered. And yet, they interestingly happen to catch a lot of keywords, online keywords that have not really been addressed.
Right.
Which
those
is one reason.
Ones.
Well, yeah, it really surprises me, because I published a while back a bunch of essays on Dante's Divine Comedy.
Oh, interesting.
And they did, like, when I only had a couple of articles, they did surprisingly well of the bulk of everything, because they caught those random keyword, you know, like Pilgrim's Progress or something really random.
Right.
So consider sharing those too.
And those topics typically don't get a ton of traffic or don't earn a ton of money, but you've already done the bulk of your work.
Yeah,
right?
Why not share it with other people?
And you don't have to author anything new. You're just basically copying over something that you've already written for another purpose. You're putting it into a new hub that takes, you know, a few minutes, 2-3 minutes, and you're done.
I know. I mean, what kind of effort is that? And you might start an interesting conversation or meet someone who also read that book or did that research you did. And you're also helping to build an online brand for yourself. You know,
absolutely.
When people do Google you, instead of seeing you passed out drunk on someone's Flickr, you know,
page.
Like, they'll see your academic masterpiece on, you know, development in, you know, Eastern Europe or something, you know.
And by someone, you mean potential future employers.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, a potential date or something, like Googling you, because that happens a lot. I mean, like, you would rather have people find that than a lot of the other stuff that's you're putting out there anyway.
Right.
You know, you're
or that's getting put out
tweets.
About you.
Yeah, exactly.
Without your consent.
So you might as well, you know, put out stuff that's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to make money from articles that you publish, I definitely recommend following Jason's tips. And also, if you just want to publish things online, you know, just publish. They can be product guides, you know, or like your own little comparison shopping research or your academic articles. But it's always worth it to put yourself out there. Well, okay, not always. Like, if you're trying to hide from someone.
Right.
Maybe not. Maybe under an alias, but other than
that. But work. You should always put out your work.
Yes, because it is something
share
to be proud of. Indeed. Oh, and then, answer section on hubpages.com. There are many other answer sites out there too. So if you're not happy with what you see on HubPages, hey, you could always look at Quora or Facebook questions, and you can write a hub to address those and tell the people that ask them, hey, I wrote this guide for you. It still works that way too.
And you can earn that way.
You could definitely
earn
that way.
Which you can't do on Quora or Yahoo Answers.
I know. On Quora and Yahoo Answers, you just get to leave questions and hope that people appreciate them.
Right.
You can't really even put pictures on them or put tables or video or anything else.
Things.
So, yeah, HubPages is a nice option. So if you're not on HubPages, if you're just an online writer, consider checking the site out, actually. It has a lot of cool publishing tools that enable you to write articles that have things like maps, tables, videos, photos, and other features, even quizzes that can be shared online.
Polls.
It's really fun. Have a look at the site. It's free to join. It's a great complement to a blog or personal website that's themed, so you can publish everything else that doesn't really fit on HubPages. And of course, you do stand to, like Jason said, earn money from your articles. And if you're lucky like him, you'll find that article that hasn't really been published online, that isn't well addressed by existing Google results, and you could make... How much did you make off that one iTunes song?
The iTunes, I would say it's about $950 at this point.
That's pretty hefty.
But, you know, I have about 158 hubs total.
Uh-huh.
And I've earned over $10,000 over the last 4 years.
You can buy
so I don't know exactly, but
iPods with that money.
Exactly.
A lot of iPods.
Yeah, it's paid for all my gadgets and gadget upgrades and beyond.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, so we hope that you will use these ideas for getting ideas for writing online. And again, thank you so much, Jason, for sharing your tips.
My pleasure. Thank you.